gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our regulars, he's a field producer for me, does a lot of traveling from time to time. We go to big events like the LA Auto Show and the SEMA Show out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And hopefully in the year ahead here, we'll be doing lots more. He's also our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues because he has 30 years plus experience working on cars. I mean, this is what he's done for a living. He's also been a automotive talk show host in his career as well. Mark Evans is going to be joining us for the entire hour, which means a great opportunity for you folks on the other side of the radio. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, and there usually always is, you can call up at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I have a dilemma in that I have a Corvette that I bought new when I was single, and I didn't expect to keep it as long as I've kept it, and for the last couple of years, I haven't driven it, so I need to resurrect this vehicle. So I'm going to ask Mark what are the things that I need to do, or I need to hire somebody to do it, because it's been sitting now for close to 2 years. So I'm going to be doing a little relocating in the not-too-distant future and probably definitely staying here within the greater Boston area, at least for now. But I'm going to have to get my car ready for that little bit of a road trip. So if you've got a problem with your vehicle, it's not running right, it's not smelling right, you're getting horrible fuel economy, you're getting weird noises, you're getting terrible performance, you step on the gas to go up a hill and it just goes nowhere fast, Mark can help you out. Also, if you've been to a mechanic, you know, it's like going to a doctor. Sometimes you need to get a second opinion. Your mechanic's telling you this. You're saying to yourself, number one, I don't want to spend this kind of money. And number two, I'm not so sure this guy is telling me the truth. Well, Mark's going to tell you the truth right here over the phone at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We will also throw into the mix here a quick trivia question here from the muscle car era. The term six-pack, what does the term six-pack refer to? No, it's not an adult beverage. What is the term six-pack refer to when it comes to muscle cars? 855-660-4261, or reach out over the internet. We have more and more of that. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And thanks to everybody listening to all our great affiliate stations, as well as everybody listening online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Also, we may be joined by Bob Sellers, who was scheduled to be with us in a previous hour of the broadcast, but Bob's at home, and Bob Sellers is never at home. This guy spends half of his life out on the road, you know, working for reliable carriers, running their fleet of enclosed transport vehicles, whether it's bringing vehicles to auction or taking vehicles back, buyers picking up a brand-new vehicle, a brand-new classic at auction and bringing it back to their home, or working with the car companies and transporting secret vehicles, concept vehicles, clay models, experimental, you know, fuel cell vehicles that need to be kept at a certain temperature. Bob's one busy guy. I mean, his office is in Michigan. His home is in western Massachusetts. That tells you something. That's some kind of a commute. Well, he's home in Massachusetts. He was supposed to be with us, but maybe they're throwing him a surprise party or something at home, so we're not going to bother him. If he calls in, great. If not, we'll have him back here on the show. And by the way, Reliable is a great supporter of this show, so if you're relocating and need to move your car from one place to the other, Reliable is the way to go. Or if you're bringing your car to auction, Reliable is the way to go. Or if you're going to an auction, Mecum's going to be having a big auction in a few weeks, and I believe it's in Kansas. If you are going to buy a vehicle there, I would recommend Reliable. Without further ado, because enough pontification by yours truly, let's bring forth our regular contributor here, one of the good guys in the automotive world, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Bob. Again, thanks for having me on Auto World. in the nice hot summer that we're all having, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. What's the weather been like in Idaho? How's it been?
Well, we're so lucky. The weather pattern's been pushing all that Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona weather up to us. So we're I'm watching the weather, and we've been actually 2 to 3 degrees warmer here in the Boise area than Scottsdale and Phoenix area has been in the last week. So we're pushing 102, 103, 104. You know, like I said, Bob, just have fun with it. You know, when I see the temperature when you're driving down the road on one of those bank signs that say 104, I just usually put that 104 all rock and roll all day long with it. You know?
Oh, that's great.
All the rock stations have that 102, 103 number, don't they? So
it seems anyway. That way, definitely. So have you got the dry heat that normally is commonplace in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona? Is it a dry heat or is it a wet heat? What kind of heat have you got there?
Yeah, it's actually dry. So it's really no humidity. I mean, we're 30-35% humidity, and so you can, you know, live with it. It's awesome. In the evenings here, though, we're real lucky. It cools down. It can be to, you know, the 100 plus in the day, but then at night it cools down to the 70-75, and what, you know, it's great sleeping because you can open the windows and let the cool breeze come in. So we're kind of nice no humidity. I'm from back in Illinois and back east. You know, I remember the humidity being the 85% and 90%, and there's no sense in taking a shower because you're just going to be dripping wet when you go outside.
Absolutely. We have a lot of listeners in Alabama and parts of the South, so we'd love to hear from you folks on the weather down there at 855-660-4261. And again, you got a mechanical question for Mark. Have you got the tools out? That's the question. And with this hot weather, are you properly attired?
Yeah, sometimes you kind of want to just put the sandals on and the shorts on and go for it. But, you know, and anymore, you really can automotive working on the cars because we don't really get greasy anymore, you know. When you pull a car in, you don't even see a grease zerk anymore on them, you know. So the industry's changed a lot but I said back in the early days, Bob, when I first started, going through college and getting out and all that, and the biggest thing that the college days never did teach me is that the word communication, like we're doing here on the radio, nothing was, you know, talked about communicating with the customer, before you even work on their automobile. And I think, you know, that's how I started my career. Sit the customer down, like you were saying earlier with the doctor. You know, you sit down with the doctor, well, you sit down with the mechanic and visit with the mechanic because, you know, you ask questions and they ask questions and you answer and they answer and you go back and forth. And the next thing you know, you already know what's going on with your car and you're helping that mechanic fix your car. And the biggest part about communicating with somebody about your car problem, sitting down with a mechanic, you can instantly tell if that mechanic is trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like with anybody, you know, you can sit down with anybody and visit and find out that, you know, are they full of, you know, BS or not, you know?
Yeah.
And if you don't visit with someone for, you know, I've always said visit with your mechanic to up to 15 plus minutes, not about car stuff, and you'll find out that, hey, this mechanic really doesn't like working on cars.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Or hey, this guy really, or this female really loves their job. They want it. My car in the stall. So I've had mechanics over the years that I've hired, and that's what I do to hire them. I sit them down, yeah, look at credentials and everything, but you sit them down and visit with them, and you find out about their home life at home and how long they've been doing it and where did they start and what do they own, where do they drive, and, you know, you find out that you got a real winner, a real good, great person there to fix cars because they love what they're doing. That's the key part of it all. Because you end up building a relationship with that person. And it's not to say that we're all not going to ever own a car again, you know?
Good point, Mark. Hold that thought. We'll pick up on it on the other side. This is Auto World, 855-660-4261. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm DJ Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
That gentleman's name is Howlin' Wolf. My name is Bob Long, and this is Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, boblongradio.com. My wife has started a blog, being a car enthusiast, one of the reasons I fell for her.
It's called driver-mom.com, and she's reviewing a lot of the same cars that I get. I'm so busy that I don't get to do the writing that I used to do. Hopefully I'll be getting back to that real soon, but check it out when you get a chance. We got a trivia question out there about the six-pack. What's the six-pack from the muscle car era? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And also, mechanical questions are on the table. If there's something wrong with your car and you want an over-the-air check from our ASE-certified mechanic, Mark Evans, he's not going to send you a bill in the mail. All you have to do is dial us up at 800-660-4261. Mark, just to pick up on what we were saying about talking to your mechanic and communications, and I was just wondering, I know when I had my daughter Lucy, who's now 22 months old, and we were looking at a couple of different pediatricians. We actually went in and interviewed the pediatrician before we went with her. Would you suggest the same thing for, if somebody's new to a community or, perhaps their old mechanic is no longer around, would you suggest the consumer go in and before they have a problem kind of get to know the mechanic or the shop?
Oh, most definitely, Bob. The best thing to do is in the area that you're going to be living in or where you are living is definitely get on the Internet and or your local newspaper and or the phone book and start searching the shops that are around you. And, again, do that Sunday drive when everything's all closed up and you can kind of go snooping and drive over to that shop close to you and pull over and look in the windows and you'll see the tools. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to please come on over and look at all my tools, all my goodies and my gadgets, because that shows you how much I might know. I sometimes have fun doing that. You pull open that one drawer with that customer standing there and say, hey, check out the stuff in this one little drawer here that I slid out and tell me what that tool's designed for, what it's supposed to do. So you kind of, all of a sudden you find out that, I started back in the day with very little tools. And 30 plus years later, you can't pick up my toolbox anymore. And the toolbox is the size of a car. It's got huge wheels on it, and it takes a forklift to pick the thing up.
Uh-huh.
So, there you are. I mean, if you see something like that, Bob, a basement model toolbox in my garage, if you actually saw that, and I'd ask you to open one of the bottom drawers, you'd probably say, well, I need your help to open the drawer because it's so heavy, even on steel roller wheels, you can't get it open. So, yeah, most definitely, it's like anything else. You want to go fishing. It's your day off, and a guy wants to go up and go fishing, and you really, I need some lures. Well, where do you go to get the fishing lures? Do you go over to the donut shop? No.
Yeah.
You end up finding out that your hobby, what you do for your hobby, you find out the little nooks and crannies and the good and little great stores, and you find out that Cabela's is one, and you go in there and you find out that they've got experts in Cabela's in every little department that know what they're talking about. Hey, I want that one, the one lure that catches the biggest fish, the biggest trout, and that gentleman or that female will stand there and say, oh yeah, you want the jiggy with the yellow stripe on it, And that's what you're hunting for mechanics. Don't be afraid to ask. And I'm going to put it where it is. Don't be afraid to ask silly questions, because to you, Bob, when you ask a question that you think silly, to the mechanic, they're thinking, uh-oh, this person knows more than I think they know. Because you go in there, and like we've had fun here on the show, you say, hey, have you had your swinker valve adjusted yet? Well, there's no such thing,
Yeah.
And so there you are, In fact, Jay Leno did a spoof on a show the other night that I laughed about, because he made up a name and the crowd went with it. And he said after the little monologue, I don't know if you got a chance to see that or hear that, but he said, I just made that name up.
I didn't see that one.
It was for a congressman, basically, I think. He says, would you vote for, Joe Bolansky? I mean, I don't remember what name he made up, but, he was having fun with it. That's the whole thing, is that when it comes to car stuff, it's pretty serious stuff, because a lot of our listeners listening, have been there, done that. I really do believe that even my son at 22 years of age, I think when he was 18, he had a car problem, and guess who he called, Bob?
Oh, his dear dad. Old dad, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I'm broke down. And what did he end up doing with his own dad here? He started communicating, and I communicated back, asked questions. He answered. He asked me questions. I answered. Next thing you know, he's out there on the road. We did this all by phone, like what we're doing here on the radio communications, and we figured it out. And that's the whole key. But it's still fun being broke down the road, engine light on, or your engine's boiled over. Your air conditioning is not blowing cool air anymore. It's not blowing as cold. Or you're wondering, is it as blown as cold as it should be? Mm. You know, what do I do? Where do I go? And I think the biggest thing in today's world, I just had an article that was emailed over to me called Under the Hood Digest.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite readings, you know, Bob. I keep that close to my Bible, you know, of course, by my bed every night. But
and the bottle, too.
That's
got the Bible, the bottle, and the book, and you're all set.
Yeah, all right there. And it's all about but I'm reading this article in this Under the Hood Digest, you know, and it's telling me that, in fact, the average repair bill today in, of course, all through the United States, they start the average auto repair bill. The lowest is about $250.
Oh.
And that's just the average price. And the highest average price, which it said it's up in your area, it's $480.
Oh, isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. So let me, you know, you got to ask yourself, ask all our listeners, too, you know, who... When's the last time, how many folks actually do have, let's just say it where it's at, let's just go in the middle and say $300 in their back pocket right now to pay the mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, we don't. And or we have to do what? Put it on the plastic. And so, if you know, big question, can I do that myself? You know, Mark, can I fix it myself? Can I get my air conditioner cold, a little cooler than it is now by myself without hurting me or destroying my car? And a lot of us, you know, the reports show that most of the cars we've held now, all of us, about 11 years now, I believe, is the report that came out on that.
Yeah, it's the longest since the end of World War II when the new car manufacturers, of course, shut down to build the stuff for the military. So, I mean, that's quite a statement.
And like you were saying earlier in the first hour, some unbelievable cars on the market, new ones, that are for sale today at basically, I'm going to put it where it is, in my feelings, it's what, 0% or 0.001%?
Yeah.
Free money.
I know,
free
absolutely.
Money.
Good deals. Straight ahead, more with Mark. So far, no one has got the answer right. I've had a couple of emails. We're looking for what does six-pack mean when we're talking muscle cars. 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Leggetts was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Yes, indeed. We are back, and we thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And a bunch of folks are calling in, but we got a special email question here from Kyle in Minnesota. He's got a Volkswagen Passat, Mark, that he's having trouble with his cornering lamps. They keep coming off and falling off. He's replaced them, and unfortunately, he's driving along, and he'll hear them fall off again, and he'll roll over them and have to get another set of cornering lamps. What would you recommend for Kyle?
It sounds like he's got the pedal to the metal and going too fast. I'm just blowing him right out of there, huh? Well, it sounds like that the cornering lamps are just one fixture on a car, that the screws that hold those in go into a lot of those cars are plastic, the plastic clips. I call them Jesus clips, and they're plastic. And so sometimes, you know, he's got that one screw that's holding the whole thing in, and you slide it into a trough, and then you fold it over and you put the one screw in. Kyle, you need to make sure that, let's say, when you pull that cornering lamp out, take a look back.
Breaking story here. He just wrote in again. He says they go into springs. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, behind that spring, there's that clip. And this clip, you got to make sure that little screw has the clip to go into. And when you're taking that screw and screwing it in, it might feel pretty tight because all you're doing is screwing it into the sheet metal of the, basically the fender, inner fender. And if the Jesus clip isn't in there, you're just screwing it into basically the metal, and there's nothing for it to hold. So that's why they keep falling out. And that little clip, Kyle, it could still be there. Some of them are plastic and some of them are metal, and they just slide out of the way. So if you look in there, you'll see it just get a real long pick of some sort and just slide that little Jesus clip back over into the hole where the screw's going in, and that'll fix the problem. But definitely can't just take the screw and put it in the hole and screw it in there without a clip to hold it. So that sounds like what's going on.
All right. So
hope that helps you.
Yeah, I'm stuck on the Jesus clip thing. Every time you say that. Say it again one more time, Mark. So basically,
you know why we call it Jesus clip?
No, because, tell me.
every time we try to, if Kyle's missing that little Jesus clip in there, and he goes and gets new ones, which he needs to do if he doesn't have one, because they break. They're a real blank to put in to get in there.
Oh,
so that's why we call them. Oh Jesus, I dropped another one. And so I literally have dropped 2 to 3 of those little Jesus clips, Bob, in the and they're laying down inside the inner fender of people's cars because you can't get them out unless you take the whole fender off. So that's kind of a little automotive slang.
That's a good story. So there's somebody riding around right now in Idaho with some Jesus clips running around in their fender, and they don't know about it, huh?
Yeah, in Montana and probably Nevada. We were talking about tools earlier. I've got magnets, and I've got magnets on sticks, too. I mean, I'm telling you, some wire. We've done so many different types of things to get those Jesus clips literally out of back taillight housings are like that too. The manufacturer, the outside skins of some quarter panels of pickups and Suburbans, those type of vehicles and station wagons, the outside skins have not been put on yet, and the manufacturer, the robots, they put those little clips into the the system. They're on the inner fenders and quarter panels for those taillights, front cornering lamps, marker lights, all that. Then the outside skin's going, and you can't get to them later. And when they finally break, and the metal ones are actually a spring steel type of metal, but, after driving down the road for many, many miles, it's that little spring steel is like the thickness of a piece of paper.
Mm.
So it vibrates, and it finally is so crisp that it snaps, and that's what's happened to Kyle. Those things, sometimes, I don't know if you've ever been in a car that all of a sudden, you have the radio off that one day, and you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden you hear a twang, or
yeah,
a real funny noise, a click.
Yeah.
And you'll say, and you ask the wife, did you hear that? And, yeah, what was that? And that's what you're hearing, is that you'll hear a lot of those types of metal spring steel Jesus clips inside doors also. And you also hear the electric motors that for your power windows that go up and down. Those motors inside those doors of automobiles are basically mounted onto these inner door structures with a rivet gun.
Uh-huh.
And the rivets, after so many miles, and also with the window going up and down, what's the rivet do? It gets looser and looser and looser until finally it goes twang.
Wow. Good stuff. Well, we hope that helps out Kyle, and if not, he can call back or email in with more questions. Let's go next to Frank. Join us in New Mexico. Frank, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Oh, great, Bob. Great show as always. Been a long time since I called in. I've got couple of quick questions. I'm wondering how Swami Mark would recommend I check out, it struts. Is it like the old bounce test with shock absorbers?
Mm-hmm.
Bounce up and down, see
McPherson
if it's...
McPherson struts, you can be a puzzle.
Yeah,
Mark?
Basically, talking an 89 Nissan. Hi, Mark. 89 Nissan Sentra. How do I check out the struts on this puppy?
Well, the fun way, of course, Frank, is always to go over a speed bump at 60 miles an hour. That's a fun way, isn't it? But that's kind of dangerous, though.
That might tear out tear out the towers or something. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And
then you
too,
know,
right?
They need replacement. There's no doubt. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
you end up talking about towers. A lot of our listeners, Frank, you've been there, done that. You know what those are, and that's basically the top of the. You open the hood of a car, and you'll see the big nut on the left and the right side, and those are the big metal, sheet metal type tower, and that's what the top of that strut is, or another name for the strut is a shock. And back to your question, the best way to test, you're absolutely right, Frank, is a balance test. Not driving the car, just parked on the flat ground in your driveway there or on the street, and all you got to do is be careful where you kind of grab it and balance it, because I don't want you to bend the hood up, you know. But
sure,
grab the pop the hood, because really the hood is just a cover point for an engine. So don't push on it, but pop the hood and then just grab the radiator support where the radiator is in the corner part of the fender there where Kyle had the cornering lamp. Just grab that corner and it's real strong. And all you got to do is just take your body weight and kind of bounce it up and down, and yeah, it's going to bounce. But a strut or a shock, the best way to tell if it's bad is, you know, if you start bouncing it and it just keeps bouncing and doesn't stop, and it'll eventually stop, but what I'm saying, on the rebound side. So if I pushed your 89 Nissan down, it'll come back up, but I want it to stop on the first up movement. If it goes back down and then comes back up, it's done. The strut's no good.
So just one down, huh?
One down, okay. Yeah. I mean, and yeah, I'm going to say, Frank, too, if you know, you haven't been at the gym lately and haven't got your big biceps working and all, you might have to, you know, bounce it 2-3 times before you get that weight going on the Nissan. But again, once you bounce it once you bounce it twice, even with your body, and then the third time with your body, and you let go of it, that thing will go down and then come back up and just stop.
Hold that thought. When we come back, hang with us, Frank, because I have some follow-up questions, and I'm sure you do as well. Straight ahead, more calls. Here's the telephone number, 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-520-3421. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-520-3421. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-520-3421. 800-520-3421. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We so appreciate it. We are having fun here with the Swami. That's right. He's the guy that we go to with mechanical issues. So if you're having a problem with your vehicle, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. If your vehicle's not performing right for fuel economy, if you have a question about a mechanic's estimate, we'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Mark Evans is with us. And we have a caller on the line, Frank, in New Mexico. And we've been talking about testing the struts on a vehicle compared to the old school way of testing traditional shock absorbers. And Mark, I just wanted to ask, as a rule of thumb, is there a particular mileage point that strut should be replaced? Because I know they're expensive, number one. They're expensive, and I imagine they're a difficult thing to replace as well. So talk about that a little bit as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. You know, mileage, like Frank's car, 89 Nissan, Nissan back in that day built an awesome automobile, and the struts were top of the line. And McPherson struts is the name, and that's actually a name of a gentleman who invented the word strut. And struts are, again, another name for a shock. A lot of the vehicles out there don't have struts on the back. They have shocks and struts on the front. And the difference between a shock and a strut is a shock. They do both the same thing. It keeps your vehicle from bouncing all over the road. And a lot of people have never had that experience. They might have a car out there or a truck that just keeps on bouncing, but they don't realize it, you know? But when you look at your tires on your car, you'll end up seeing that the tires are cups. You got all these little different, cups cut into the rubber, and that's because the shocks or slash struts are bad. And the struts, the mileage thing, Bob, is something that, like Frank, it depends on how you're driving your automobile. I know that I've got customers that's got 200,000 miles plus their four-door car. And they're just driving around town, and they're not going over any bumps. So a strut and a shock, they have oil in them. And it's a very, very thin weight oil. And, of course, to keep the oil in that cylinder, they have rubber seals. So these folks, their cars are in garages that are warmer in the winter than outside. So then the oil in their strut and their shock is not, you know, real thick because it's not sitting out in that cold weather. So it depends on how you're treating the strut or the shock, which is based on how are you treating your automobile. On the other hand, I know folks that's, you know, in 2 years on their family van, they've got 3 kids, which that's weight. They go on camping trips, that's more gear. Then they go to the mountains, and what are they doing? Mm. They're going down that chalk-holy, dirty mountain-type road. So they're working the living daylights out of those struts and shocks. And so within 2 years period, they need struts and shocks. And they always ask me, how come so soon? Is the manufacturer going to warranty them? Well, they're driving that mountain camping vehicle different than they're driving their four-door economical commuter car. Mm-hmm. So another way of testing to see, you were talking with Frank and having fun with Frank there with his...
Yeah, he's still with us, Frank. Okay. He's still here.
Frank, I know Frank's going to the gym every week, I'm sure, and getting biceps and bouncing his... He's getting, and Frank, if you want to do some free workout, just bounce that and this on, and you'll get a free workout, see? But another thing that you can look for on struts and shocks is just bend down, look up at each wheel, find the tube. It looks like a tube. And look for wet. And everything around there on a nice dry day. It's not raining out. But if you see a shock or a strut tube that's wet looking, the oil seal is popped and all the oil's leaked out of it, and that's why it's wet looking, and that strut or shock is bad. And you don't ever replace just one. You have to replace, for example, if one of the front ones is leaking and the other side is dry, you have to replace both sides.
Mm.
And here's how a strut and a shock works, actually. You know those old, I don't know, Frank, you might have had one. You might still have one. I call them the Chinese finger trap.
What do you think, Frank? Do you understand what he's talking about? Are you still with us, Frank? It's like he may be listening on the radio, Mark. So, yeah.
You know those braided little finger traps we had, Bob, as a kid?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and we used to put our little fingers in there, and it was a braided piece of material, and then our parents said, oh, yeah, put one pinky in one side and one pinky in the other side, and then pull real fast and see if you can get your fingers out, and you couldn't get your fingers out.
Right.
And that's exactly how a shock or strut works, is that they are designed exactly like that. You can pull your fingers out of that Chinese finger trap if you don't pull fast.
Yeah.
So what the shock or strut does, it's an oil-charged cylinder. And it has a back valve that when that tire hits a bump really fast, because a tire never knows when it's going to hit a chalk hole. So when that tire drops down literally a 16th of an inch, which isn't much.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is like that Chinese finger trap. The tire bounces down quick. What happens with the oil, it goes out, the relief valve goes out of the main cylinder into a secondary cylinder and traps it, shuts it down quick. So that stops. That's that rebounding bounce we were talking about earlier. It will not let the strut or weight that the strut's mounted to bounce the second time. So, and that cylinder is a piston with the rings. Some I have, I know Monroe is a very good brand. KYV is our brand. There's a lot of great brands, but they all have cylinders with pistons and many cylinder piston rings on them. And they have gas charge struts and shocks too. And I myself would recommend getting and replacing the oil-charged struts and shocks to a gas charge. Because a couple reasons is I live in a four-season territory where I get cold winter. And mm-hmm. if I buy a vehicle and it has oil-charged struts or shocks on it, and I leave it sitting outside in zero-degree weather, that oil that's in there is going to be very, very thick. It won't be thin anymore like it would be in 90-degree weather. So, and then, of course, that rubber O-ring or seal that's holding the oil in, as soon as that tire bounces, it's frozen.
Right.
As soon as I bounce over the first hole, it breaks the rubber seal, and I have a leaky strut or shock. With a gas charge strut or shock, it has a neoprene cylinder in there, and it's designed because of the word safety. if it's charged with gas, some are charged with nitrogen now, it's basically an explosion. And,
oh, yeah.
And they can't let an explosion happen in our automobiles, period. So that neoprene cylinder with that, it's a neoprene seal, it's unbelievable that they have them on these very, very also expensive dirt bikes that
mm-hmm.
guys are buying, you know, that are $8,000 to $10,000 for a dirt bike. And the professional racers have them, and that's the thing. They are going over, you know, dirt biking is a great example because these guys are flying in the air and then they're coming down where they're getting 30, maybe 40 feet in the air and coming down on what? All on shocks.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know what, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the cylinders they have. They're neoprene, gas charged, and that's why they can jump that high and come down. They don't even feel like they've been in the air for 40 to 50
yeah.
feet. Sometimes I wonder, I wish I had those kind of shocks on my car or my truck.
Let me ask you a question about compared to shock absorbers with a strut vehicle. And like you say, there are some that have a mixture of shocks and struts, but some have struts all around. Do you notice, like you do when your shock absorbers are wearing out, a kind of a degradation in your car's handling? Is that the first symptom that something might be wrong with your struts?
Oh, absolutely. A strut, and that's another key point too, Bob. Great question to bring up to share with our listeners, is that when a strut gets weak, it doesn't have that pressure pushing the tire rubber down on the ground anymore. And that's where, like you said, the handling of the car goes bye-bye, literally. And so not only does it design to push, it's the shock's just not, or strut's just not laying there mounted into this car. It's basically not only mounted there, but it's pushing. It's pushing outward to push that tire down on the ground. And so when you're going around a corner, like your Corvette,
mm-hmm.
all sports cars, when you're going around a corner, you do not want any sway at all. And so your handling that gets rid of a worn-out strut all of a sudden lets that car, and I don't care if it's a car that's only 2.5 feet high off the ground, it
yeah.
will sway. And you'll
hold that thought, Mark. We're going to hold you into the next hour of the broadcast. This is Auto World. If you're leaving us, thanks for joining me. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.